Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast, episode number 267. And we are getting into the real reason you're not booking more weddings.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Hello there, my friend. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Heidi Thompson, and I'm all about helping all different kinds of wedding professionals book more of the weddings that they want with the clients that they want, but also be able to build a business that gives them the life, the freedom, the flexibility that they want. I firmly believe and have seen through years of working on this that you don't have to choose one or the other. And today I want to talk to you about the real reason why you're not booking more weddings, because so many wedding professionals come to me and they are so frustrated and they all have the same question. Why am I not booking more weddings? I am getting myself out there. I'm doing all the things and it's just not working. And I want you to know that there is only one thing that your marketing needs to do in order for you to book more weddings. It needs to position you as the best possible choice for your potential client, for your ideal client. And that is what creating the right marketing plan for your business does. So let's talk about maybe what you're already doing, maybe what you've tried. Maybe you've tried posting Instagram reels and dancing and pointing. Maybe you even took a course on that. Maybe you've tried creating blog posts each week. Maybe you've tried spending 2 hours a day pinning weddings to try to get found on Pinterest. There is a real reason why this all hasn't worked. And it's not that these things are wrong or that they're bad. It's just that none of the things that you're doing are positioning you as the best choice for your ideal client. These things are just getting eyes on you. And we don't just want eyes on you. That's the wrong goal for your business model, unless you're running, you know, an advertising business where the way you're paid is by like the hundreds or thousands of people that see the ad. That's not the goal, or it shouldn't be. What we really want is for your ideal client to see you and think, oh my God, this is exactly who I want to work with at my wedding. And the way to do that is to create a marketing plan that is specifically tailored to your ideal client. Now, I get it. You may think, I don't need a marketing plan. I don't need to spend more time on marketing. I already don't have enough time. I'm already overwhelmed. Well, you probably don't realize just how much time you are wasting on random marketing tactics that most wedding pros think that they need to do. Members of the Wedding Business Collective regularly find that they were spending anywhere between 5 to 8 hours per week on random acts of marketing, complete random scattershot stuff. You can easily get that down to 2 hours and save yourself time when you have the right marketing plan. And it actually works. So you're getting better results from spending less time on your marketing. You may think, I don't want to create a marketing plan. I'm already overwhelmed and I dread marketing my business. I hate it. And I totally get that. You have so much on your plate and I'm not here to put more on it. My goal is to take things off your plate so your marketing is easier and you feel less overwhelmed. And a marketing plan will make your marketing easier and make you feel less overwhelmed because you don't have to wonder and panic about what to do to bring in clients. Instead, it gives you clear steps to follow that are created with that exact ideal client in mind, so it results in more bookings spent with less time on marketing. If you want to feel less overwhelmed, stop the random acts of marketing. Stop the scattershot marketing. You may also be thinking, I don't need a marketing plan, Heidi. I am already posting on social media. That's marketing, isn't it? Well, when your marketing isn't designed to strategically position you as the best choice for your potential client, it falls completely flat. It doesn't matter how much of it you do. It won't count toward anything meaningful. It would be like if you ran 5 miles every day, but if you ate nothing but fast food, the benefits get completely wiped out. Posting randomly on social media is not a strategy. It doesn't take your ideal client into account and consider what they need to hear in order to see you as the best choice for them. The good news, though, is when you spend a little bit of time on being strategic and intentional about your marketing, you wind up spending way less time on your marketing. It doesn't require daily Instagram reels and TikTok videos or weekly blog posts or spending 2 hours a day pinning weddings onto Pinterest. You don't have to do that much in order to successfully accomplish that one goal of positioning yourself as the best possible choice for your potential client. It can be done in as little as 2 hours a week. And that may sound like a lot. You might be like, I don't have 2 hours right now. But when people first join the Wedding Business Collective, they discover they're spending anywhere from like 5 to 10 hours per week on random marketing. And we can cut that down by 80% and give you your time back. Right now, you are spending more time on things that get you less results. And we need to flip that around. And we are going to do that together. February 12th through the 16th with Wedding Business CEO Summit. It is a free 5-day virtual event to help you stop working insane hours and regain control of your time so you can continue booking weddings without feeling like your business is on fire. You can go get your free ticket right now over at weddingbusinessceosummit.com. And during the summit, you will see a bunch of different ways that you can do this. But it doesn't mean you have to do them all. Take what you want and leave the rest. It's just like a buffet. And And with the Wedding Business Collective, my membership, this gives you the path to make it simpler for yourself to follow a proven path after you sample the buffet. You will get an opportunity to join the Wedding Business Collective for just $1 for your first month. And I'm doing that because members get their marketing done in just about 2 hours per week. They spend less time than ever before on their marketing, and it works so much better. It actually allows them to book more weddings, and not just book any old weddings, but book the kinds of weddings they really want to be booking with the people that they want to be working with. When you make sure that you have this marketing plan that serves as your roadmap, it gives you so much clarity that allows you to just work at such speed and get what you need to get done in like 2 hours a week. Whereas most people are spending anywhere from 5 to 10 just doing random shit in their marketing right now. So let's cut that down. Let's flip around you spending more time on things that get you less results. Let's do that together at Wedding Business CEO Summit. I'm so excited for you to see all the amazing speakers we have lined up for you and for you to grab your free ticket. So be sure to do that over at Wedding Business CEO Summit, and I can't wait to see you there.